and their sacrifices.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning our guest is Michael Moore, and we're going to be talking about one of the means by which they are actually poisoning the American people. They're poisoning our water with fluoride. They know what they're doing. They know its impact on the mind, on fertility, increasing the incidence of cancer, softening the bones, leading to hip fractures, disrupting the endocrine system. They know exactly what they're doing. They've done scientific studies. They're well published, but they control the media, so the average individual doesn't know. They're poisoning our food supply through genetically modified food that lead to infertility in both animals and human beings. Why do you think the sperm count is down in men 50%? You can actually count it. But they shrug and say, oh, shucks, we have no idea why this is happening. But they're poisoning our air, and they're poisoning the ground, and they're poisoning our crops with aluminum. And this is what we're going to be talking about this morning. Michael Moore has put out a wonderful DVD. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying? And if you haven't seen it, we do carry it. We think it's important. And Michael has given you permission, once you've purchased one, to go ahead and copy it, hand it out, because we need the people to understand that this is really going on. It's not imaginary. And, of course, if you notice, the sky is not as pristine as it used to be. Very often there's a haze up there. And, of course, we have to separate contrails from chemtrails. Contrails are certainly the condensation from the vapors, since they've changed the jet fuel, makeup of jet fuel, why the particulate matter, in many instances, will cause a persistent haze and clouds in the sky. Chemtrails are the actual spraying by military CIA vehicles or rockets of aluminum and certainly of barium and titanium and strontium and other poisonous substances in the sky, ostensibly in the way of geoengineering the atmosphere, creating a greenhouse effect to prevent global warming. Actually, Chris, what it does, it promotes global warming because we're moving into a global cooling phase. But everything is a lie. Michael has dedicated himself to getting the information out, has been to Washington, D.C., has talked to officials. And at least in certain parts of the country, there's a growing awareness of this. But the average individual finds it difficult to believe that this could be going on because he doesn't look up and watch the sky. In fact, in the Michael's initial DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying, He interviews a government official who used to be, I think it was with the FAA, and when he works for the government and with the aviation industry, consider this talk about chemtrails ridiculous. And then when he retired, he looked at the sky and he noticed there he lived in Hawaii. And, of course, the planes fly from Hawaii from east to west. And he sees all these planes are leaving contrails flying north to south. And he suddenly realizes it's true. Good morning, Michael. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Great to be on the show again. Thanks for having me.
Well, now, you've done some more recent work. You've attended some meetings on geoengineering, and you have a wonderful interview in a YouTube I saw. But tell our listeners, was that a YouTube or is that just posted on your website?
It's a YouTube, which is actually posted on my website. It's called Why in the World Are They Spraying? And it shows some motives for the purposes of these programs. Not all of them. I believe that there are many different agendas associated with this, but it can be seen on my website, truthmediaproductions.us. And what we really wanted to do with this video was show the motive. What are motives? Why would they be spraying these chemicals into our sky? Well, there are many different reasons. And as we discussed last night, weather control, corporatization of our weather appears to be one of the main reasons for this. So, I look forward to talking to you about this.
All right. Speak just a little bit louder, and maybe it's, our producer could turn up your volume a little. Under any circumstances, what did you find as you attended these meetings and talked to people, especially there, about the corporatization of the weather and how actually they buy and sell weather futures, which commodity exchanges are predicting what is going to happen to the weather. But the problem is they can change the weather. That's not a fair game. People who buy and sell these options think that, it's accidental what happens to the weather. It really isn't. They have the ability to alter the weather, and they do that through spraying. They do it through HARP. They do it through seeding of clouds. They create droughts. They create flooding. But you pick up the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're absolutely correct. The people behind these programs do have the ability to manipulate our weather. And what we covered in What in the World Are They Spraying was geoengineers have proposed spraying 10 to 20 million tons of toxic aluminum oxide into our skies. We know from various rain tests and other tests that aluminum is increasing in our atmosphere, and in some cases we've seen it increase as much as 50,000 percentage points. And we've spoken many times about the toxicity of aluminum, not only to human health but also to ecosystems. We're seeing forests collapsing around the world. But there's not only aluminum, there are many different aerosols which are being sprayed up there. So I began to ask the question with many other people, why would they spray this into the sky? Of course, geoengineers say that their models to spray this is to mitigate global warming by blocking the sun and reflecting it back up into space. But we found studies from NASA that indicate putting aerosols into our sky will create a temporary cooling, but an overall warming of the planet, because those aerosols act as a greenhouse. They actually trap heat in. So what they're doing, they're selling these damaging programs to us, is something that they might have to do, although it's going to hurt many people and damage our ecosystems, but they may have
hold
to
on,
do.
Michael. Hold up. I guess Michael Moore will be right back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Morning Michael Moore, and we're talking about their intentional, malicious, vicious poisoning of our air and poisoning of our water. And people say, why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? Well, why do you think the American government brought a man named Mugabe to power in Rhodesia? Rhodesia was the first world nation. I lived in Africa in the 1970s, and Rhodesia was a prosperous country, no racial discrimination. Black and white lived there and prospered, and the living standards for the black was the highest in Africa. We installed a Marxist named Mugabe over the objection of the people. They elected somebody entirely different, but we insisted that they put Mugabe in power. They've destroyed the nation. Half of the people have fled. They have inconsistent water, electric blackouts all the time. The people are starving. There's no food. They've done the same thing in Iraq. When we won the war in 6 days, Iraq was a functioning first world nation, and we sent Paul Bremer over there to disband the army, to disband the police force, to disband the public services, to fire everybody who had to deliver electricity and water and garbage. And we fired all the people working in all of the factories, so they had no jobs, they had no alternative but to join the armed resistance against the Americans and to create a situation of chaos. And today is Iraq is a third world country. With a brutal police force installed by America. They've driven the Christians out of the country. Why would anybody in their right mind do something like Paul Bremer did, who was sent to Iraq immediately after the hostilities ended by George Bush, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, of course? Why, of course, to create chaos? Why would people in their right mind do that? Because we're not dealing with people in their right mind, ladies and gentlemen. We're dealing with people who have a totally destructive point of view, and they rationalize. We're doing, we're fighting global warming. We're geoengineering the atmosphere because we're so smart. And of course, at one time we looked to God to alter the atmosphere. But as Michael said last night, we have a new God. It is this ruling elite. But go right ahead, Michael. Pick up the story as to what they're doing and what you found out about them. So the geoengineering us as far as the corporations actually buying and selling options on the weather. I think that was fascinating.
Well, they absolutely are, and I just want to say, I don't have new God. My God is our Creator. But some people have a new God, and we desperately need to fight for our weather. And getting back to the aluminum, why aluminum in our air? Well, I think it's important to note that geoengineers boast about their ability to heat up over 400 square miles of our atmosphere. If they were simply trying to block the sun, why would they want to heat up our atmosphere? Well, I've come to learn that by heating up the atmosphere, you can actually create high-pressure systems and low-pressure systems, and that enables these vipers, entities, devils, whatever you want to call them, to actually steer storms. But I also went to the American Association for Aerosol Research conference in October, and that was in Orlando, and I heard for 2 days, it was a 5-day conference, I went for 2 days, that yes, putting aerosols into the sky will alter clouds and precipitation and can give certain entities the ability through geoengineering programs to completely control and corporatize our weather. So we know that geoengineering does have that capability, and of course we do know that we're having droughts in certain areas, floods in certain areas, and a lot of weird weather. Now, many people would say, why would somebody want to do that? Well, the answer, as my co-producer and What in the World Are They Spraying, Gia Griffin says, follow the money. Disasters are very profitable to certain corporations. And you had mentioned something that leading me into something that we uncovered in my latest little video, which again is on truthmediaproductions.us, available on YouTube, Why in the World Are They Spraying? We come to find out that weather is being traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And it does give certain corporations the ability to financially profit if they have the ability to control weather. Well, we do know that weather control is not only a stated agenda of the U.S. military and owning the weather by 2025, these entities without a doubt have the capability, and they're moving forward with their programs. But it even goes deeper than that. This goes to complete total control. Why would somebody want to own the weather? Well, as geoengineer David Keith said, he said geoengineering gives man godlike power. And if a certain entity, individual, corporation, governmental conglomerate, I call it the beast, can control the weather, they can literally control everything. You have the ability to control every food supply and every political system. This is directly related to the New World Order agenda. And what they can do is create droughts in certain regions. And based on that, if a region has a drought, it's the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. They get desperate, then Monsanto can come in with their genetically modified seeds, which are Terminator seeds, and governments will gladly give up their sovereignty, their rights, and even their minerals and other resources to get rain. And that's what this is. It's complete global dominance through the usurping of authority of our weather. And Dr. Stan, these programs are so damaging. One thing that we discussed last night, our ozone is being completely decimated. That's a protective layer around the Earth, and many people are unaware of this, but just a few years ago, we had a UV index that went from 1 to 10. Today, it's from 1 to 16, and many people might notice that they're burning more easily outside and that on sunny days, leaves are starting to get singed from the sun. So that is one of many problems with these programs, but hey, it's giving the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, certain heads of corporations immense power. Aren't you excited to give up your health, your family members' health, everything that we value in giving up nature so that these men can have godlike power? I'm not too excited about that.
Well, now you have this wonderful interview with this woman, she's Oriental. Did she work for NASA, or did she work for, who did she work for?
She was a NASA employee, and she was involved in the Cloud and Precipitation Symposium at the Aerosol Research Conference.
And what did she tell you?
Well, she did tell me what I had heard in numerous lectures throughout the day, that yes, without a doubt, putting aerosols into our she told me many things. Putting aerosols into our atmosphere will have a very strong impact. It will change wind currents. It will change clouds. It will make it rain in certain areas and create less rain in other areas. And, you know, it was interesting. She even confirmed that in the past 10 years, she has seen a significant amount of an increase in atmospheric aerosols. And this was actually noted by a study by NOAA, who reported the same thing. However, I spoke to many scientists at that meeting, all who, again, have seen significant increases in our aerosols. When I asked, where are they coming from and what is the composition, they said, well, we didn't study that. Well, Dr. Stan, we know exactly where they're coming from, and we have tested the composition, and that composition matches geoengineers' plans exactly. It matches numerous patents, one being the Welsbach patent, exactly. And what we see in the sky, again, matches these geoengineers' chemtrail, whatever you want to call it, their plans and proposals. So, again, these programs have been well underway, and I think it's important to note, earlier this week, it's been reported that Obama's science czar has actually come out and admitted that they have been spraying barium and aluminum. And those reports, I haven't verified them yet, but I am looking into this. Those are very damning to their denial, because they have been blatantly denying that these programs have been going on. Of course, we have got a mountain of documentation that proves that they've been ongoing for over 15 years.
All right, and I think it's vitally important that people understand how they can modify the weather. They can modify the weather using HARP and heating up the ionosphere. They can modify the weather by seeding clouds. They can modify the weather by geoengineering, by creating the clouds with their contrails, and then, of course, spraying and creating their chemtrails. They know exactly what they're doing, but if you're a government employee, why, you sign a confidentiality form, and if you ever speak publicly about these things, you'll end up in Leavenworth if you're lucky. And they'll go after your family. They'll make sure you never work again. They will make your life miserable. So when you agree to go to work for the enemy of civilization, why, of course, you become part of the problem. And we've got a lot of good people who get trapped. They don't understand the implications of what they're doing. Of course, I'm sure they tell them that what they're doing is fine. I personally know, we've done talked about this in the past, but as I've given talks on across America, the subject of chemtrails come up, and on several occasions, three separate occasions, people from the military have gotten up and said, well, you know, I asked my superiors what the chemtrails were all about, and they said they didn't know, but they'd find out. And then they told me that high officials had said what they were doing. They were spraying to vaccinate us. They were spraying vaccines to protect us from diseases. Now, this is a cover story, obviously. But why would they put out a uniform cover story? Because they're covering up what they're really doing. This is not imaginary. They are poisoning us, and they're poisoning the atmosphere. Aluminum is... tell us a little bit about aluminum. How toxic is aluminum, and what's it doing as far as our agriculture and our water are concerned, Michael?
Well, aluminum is extremely toxic, and it will do many things, but what it will do is raise the pH of soils. And, for instance, in Northern California, when we filmed What in the World Are They Spraying, and many other areas around the world, they have seen between 10 to 12 times the normal alkalinity in their soil. So anybody with basic science realizes when that soil pH changes to that degree, anything that requires an acidic soil will start to die. It's exactly what they're seeing. The forest collapse is happening so quickly, and it's not only in Northern California. It's happening in Hawaii. And I covered that in another video, again, which can be seen on my website, where the farmers there, not on all crops, but on some crops, have seen up to a 50% decline in their ability to grow natural organic foods. Now, I think it's important to note, we know conclusively that our soils are being toxified with aluminum. No question about that. There is a new aluminum-resistant GMO seed which has been developed. It's owned by the USDA and Brazilian government, and I guess that's the solution to this problem. What it appears that this is on a spiritual level, these corporations are taking things that are under the authority and dominion of our Lord, of our Creator, and they're genetically changing it so it can come under the usurped authority of this corporate governmental conglomerate that I call the beast. So they cannot gain money and power if people live naturally independent on our natural balance. What they have to do is genetically alter it. So we're seeing that with the seeds, and now we're seeing it with the weather. And, again, it's a shame because so much death is occurring. Aluminum, as you know, Dr. Stan, and you can talk about how toxic it is to human health.
And we'll be back in a moment here with Michael Moore. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest, Michael Moore. If you have a question or comment about this, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But basically, our friend Roslyn Peterson, frequent guest on our programs, who spoke at our last Radio Liberty conference, incidentally, you can get her talk. We have the CDs of that conference, so with five CDs in the set, each one an hour and a half, representing the talks that were given. They are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. But Roslyn Peterson worked for the Department of Agriculture, both at the federal and state level. And, of course, they have done testing of the soil for many years to determine how much aluminum in it is in it. And, of course, the level of aluminum is rising dramatically. Recently, they biopsied the skin of one of the whales in the ocean. The level of aluminum in the skin of the whale was up 2,000%. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our wildlife. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our snowpacks. They found the marked increase in the level of aluminum in the snowpack. They're poisoning our soil and our plants and our trees. And they've checked the level of aluminum in the bark up there in Northern California. It's increasing. The trees are not growing well. Well, if you have a question for Michael, our number is 877-254-7524. Michael, how can people get to your website, get your information?
Well, I have a couple of different websites, but my website, which has a lot of my work, and it's all related to the chemtrail geoengineering issue, that is truthmediaproductions.us. Remember, because it's about us, .us, truthmediaproductions.us. And we also have another website, the Coalition Against Geoengineering.org. We have DVDs and T-shirts available, and the shirts are very effective activism tools because they say, what in the world are they spraying? And I typically wear mine out during heavy spray days, and people come up to me. They say, well, what are they spraying? And I say, well, you know, look up in the sky, and I usually hand them a free DVD and get people educated. As a result, my community is awakened. I do a lot of activism on Maui, where we're seeing a lot of public and political support there for getting these programs banned. So, again, you can find all that on the website, but it's essential that we get the word out. Dr. Stan, after we released What in the World Are They Spraying, it's been estimated that about 10 million people have seen the film. Well, that seems like a lot. We still have a lot of work to do. These are the biggest crimes against nature and humanity that this planet has seen, period. And we have work to do. It's incumbent upon those of us who are aware of this issue to get active, to get out, start speaking about this at town hall meetings, speak with it about your neighbors. And, of course, we've lifted the copyright on the DVD for those who purchase it. Go ahead, make 1,000 copies, make 10,000, and hand them out for free. I cannot stress the importance of fighting for our planet, fighting for our health. We are at a very vital time in history, in the Bible and many other religions prophesy this time. So those of us who are spiritually connected and have been called, it's essential that we get out and start addressing this and, you know, waking our brothers and sisters up about this.
And ladies and gentlemen, there really is a genocidal program there. We read the writings of the people, but then we can read the scriptures and Revelation 6:8. And I look and behold a pale horse, and the rider upon him is death, and Hades followed close behind. And power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the earth, with the sword, with pestilence, with famine, and with the beasts of this earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing, I believe, these genocidal policies carried out. There are going to be increasing wars and pestilence and famines and disease, and many of these are created by the agents of the Dark One, the Prince of this world. And who's calling in?
Yes. Hi, this is Dan, Northern Colorado.
You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I saw online last night there's a, it's a kind of a quick toss out to us to get involved. If you go to seethepower.org, and the C is the letter C, not S-E-E, C, the letter, thepower.org, it is Rosalind Peterson is going to be on the radio this weekend, Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th. And she's going to talk about this, and there are a lot of links on this site. I believe this is her site. It's called Blue Skies Now, Stop Weather Modification. But they're pushing for this weekend broadcasting online and all over the country, mobilizing to get some action going to actually come against this.
Well,
but it's a real push to get the word out. There are some links on there that are really good. I guess it's going to be on Freedomizer. I'm trying to find it right here. Freedomizer Radio this weekend.
All right, fine. I appreciate so much your bringing that out. Rosalind is one of the most astute people. Her talk that she gave for our conference was outstanding. And they would like to see that. Can they get the individual CD or... they can certainly get the four, five CD set, which, of course, is the conference that we had about 3 weekends ago. And one of the speakers, major speakers, was Rosalind Peterson. And she's got the documentation, extensive documentation on everything she shows. So, and basically, we have to understand they know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. They want to keep us fat, dumb, and happy watching the latest, you know, television program, grim, you know, frighten us to death about all these imaginary things, where the real things that are destroying our health are being totally ignored. They know what they're doing with the fluoride. They know what they're doing with the bisphenol in the food. They know what they're doing with the aspartame in the food. They know what they're doing, of course, with the our genetically modified milk, with the recombinant growth hormone in the milk increasing the cancer. They know what they're doing with the modified, with the soy and with the genetically modified foods. And they know what they're doing with so many of the medicines they put out that are given to you by your doctor, which do far more harm than good. And they know what they're doing with the geoengineering of the atmosphere. Anything else you'd like to say before we let
you? I'd just like to thank you very much, Dr. Stan and Michael, for the getting the truth out. Thank you very much. I'll get off.
Okay, thank you. And again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Michael, I want to get your response to our caller. We're still just being back here at the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds listeners, support our community by frequenting your locally owned businesses. Small business is the lifeline of our country's business, employing over half the workforce. Remember your local merchant before shopping online or out of town. And help boost the economy, business by business. This community reminder is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For information, call 225-9499. Check in on a senior this holiday season.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning is Michael Moore, and we're talking about the geoengineering that is going on, the geoengineering of the atmosphere. And, of course, there's a great deal written about this in the scientific literature. They put on programs sifting for the scientists. And, of course, Roslin actually has the documentation where they actually admit that they're doing this. Did you run into anybody that would actually admit that they're doing it at the present time, Michael?
Well, there are geoengineers that are talking about this. David Keith, Alan Robach, Ken Caldera, and even Bill Gates now is on public record for funding geoengineering research. There has been some documentation about doing specific barium or various salt experiments out of the Northern California coast, but I think it's important to note, it's been reported this week that Obama science czar John Holdren has admitted that they have been doing some experimentation with aluminum and barium. And, of course, this has been denied for a number of years because of the toxicity of aluminum, barium, spraying it into our skies, but people are waking up. So their sales pitch, again, is that they're doing this or setting up these models to save the planet from the supposed threat of global warming. However, it's about control, as you said, population control, weather control, and it's about food control. And I think it's real important to note, you know, if you're doing something nefarious and you need public support, how does a geoengineer sell these programs with honesty to the public? Would they say, listen, I want godlike power. I want to control the weather. It's going to harm you. It's going to harm your children. It's going to destroy your soils. And a lot of you are going to get sick, but I'm going to have a lot of power over you. How, isn't that great? Well, of course, people wouldn't buy into that. So if you create this fear, there's this threat of global warming, and we have to spray this into the sky to save you. It's going to harm some of you. It's going to destroy some soils, but we'd all be dead if we didn't do this. And that's exactly what they're doing, and that's why they're using deception. They can't be honest because nobody in their right mind would support programs that take away and usurp the authority of our Creator and put it into the hands of man. It's not godly. And it's not right. So this is the very essence of this demonic activity, and that's exactly what it is. This is what the Bible has been prophesying for years. And I remember before I was aware of this issue, I noticed that the weather was changing, and I noticed that it was spoken about in the Bible in the various earthquakes that are believed, many at least, are believed to be a direct result of the HAARP program, which uses a plasma sky. HAARP requires a plasma sky. What is a plasma sky? Well, it's a sky laden with aerosols. So at any rate, but Jesus never spoke about the true, you know, source of this crazy weird weather. Well, now we know. We know exactly what's happening, and I think it's really important as children of God to discuss this, to make our fellow brothers and sisters aware of this, because we gain wisdom with this, and we grow spiritually with being aware of this. And it's important not to be fearful of this, but it's important to speak about this and expose the dark side and in this demonic activity. So we can grow as human beings and as children of God if we address this issue. And it's our earth. You know, this is our earth. We are stewards of the earth. So those of us who become aware of this, it's really incumbent upon us to start addressing this. And we're very thankful for people like Roslyn, Dane Wigington, Marl Oliveira, and everybody who's really stepped out to address this. As a result, millions upon millions of people have woken up in the past year of these damaging programs, but it's not enough. We need everybody to get active and really get involved in addressing this.
Well, I'm so glad you approach this from the spiritual point of view, because, of course, this is what it's really all about. It's a spiritual battle, and there really are demonic and evil forces here. Everything is done to get the average American to believe the enemies over in Moscow. Oh, it's the communists. The enemies over in Beijing. The enemy is in Iran, the wicked people in Iran, the mullahs threaten us, the enemies in Cuba, Fidel Castro, or in Venezuela, Chavez. Ladies and gentlemen, this is all created enemies. Remember, David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit Fidel regularly, and Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. I thought he was the enemy. That's what you're supposed to think. But if you haven't read David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, we have it. If you haven't seen my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, we'll tell you they knew Fidel Castro was a communist. They installed him. Best enemy American money can provide. And
okay, I want to wish you all
very
welcome
give money
today's
to the people
debate.
Who trade with Cuba
with
so
the topic is Christianity
power,
rational.
We install the mullahs
My name
over
is
there
David Sandstrom,
I haven't seen our DVD,
and I'll function
the
as the moderator today.
The
debaters
Professor
are
Sutton,
Robert Rotherus and
Douglas
Jacobi.
As he told the
Robert
truth,
lives in Helsinki.
How do you think a
He's
little
a
country
chairman
like
in the Freethinker Union and active with the Finnish Skeptic Society for several years. And he's written about 50 articles on topics of atheism and skepticism in magazines of these associations. And he works as a software architect.
Douglas
Jacobi is currently living in Atlanta. In America,
the animals,
he's a freelance
the whales,
teacher, a Christian,
children.
A consultant.
Michael, do you have any
he's also a writer,
listeners.
Has written about 20
well,
books,
again, the,
and
the
is the founder of Athens Institute of Ministry,
meant,
which is an institute
what
that
it's about.
Trains people for Christian
the enemy, is
I want
truth.
To say something
the
about
enemy
the
is those
structure for the debate.
Truth. The Club
it
of
looks
Rome
as following.
Quoted,
they
said,
will have, in the first part, for the opening statement,
Michael?
They will have 15 minutes each. In the second
oh,
part,
I wonder what
they will
happened.
Have 10
did
minutes each
off, or
for the first cross-examination. Then
I'm
they will have 4 minutes
music, I have to
for the second cross-examination,
the and
then
and
5 minutes each for the rebuttal.
Be back here. I'll have
After
to
that,
back
we will have our time for questions
so I guess
and
they
answers.
Cut Michael off. I'm sorry for that.
So you have received a little paper
Michael.
That you
Michael
can write
Moore, are you
your
out
answer.
There?
I came back, Dr.
Your question. Sorry. Your question. The question. And one
we
question,
hold these truths to be self-evident,
and, please write
that
clearly,
all men are
so
created
that
equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable
and,
rights,
and,
that among these are life,
and,
liberty, and the pursuit
and
of happiness,
final statement,
that to secure
each.
These rights, governments are
so,
instituted among men, deriving their just power from
Douglas
the consent of the government.
Opening statement,
this is the America News Network.
Go ahead, I'll...
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina,
start.
Atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Bennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
but I am a Christian.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat near Midrash and Fellowship. The Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Rationality, and warfare, we're talking about
holy
Christianity
places
being
and
rational.
In his hands. Three, praise and worship CDs now available through
reason.
Voice of Many Waters Ministry.
Irrational
call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm here at the American Theater Network, and Michael, are you there?
I'm back, Dr. Stan. Somebody must not have wanted me to get those deep words out.
Michael, God bless you. Thank you for everything you do, and we'll talk to you real soon. Anything comes up, be sure to give me a call. We'll get you on our stations across America. God bless.
God bless you, and thank you so much for covering this and all that you do, Dr. Stan. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. That was Michael Moore. Now, basically, we carry his excellent DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? We have another DVD by our friend Bob Fletcher, Weather as a Weapon. Weather as a Weapon. Those are the two DVDs we have. Of course, we have the talk given by Rosalind Peterson. We hope to have the DVD she did for us very, very soon, but we're working on those things at the present time. But you can get her talk either separately on CD, an hour-and-a-half talk, or you can get the complete set of the CDs of the conference we did. We recommend that. We think it's important. And for you to have the information and listen to it several times. I mean, suddenly you hear these things once. Why, you know, it's interesting, but you need to be fully aware. You need to be able to make some of the quotations so that you can speak intelligently to others, because this whole story is so incredible. And then, of course, we have the
their sacrifices.
On weather modification.
Well, consumer cash offers up to $5,700 on top of all of this.
We have a book on harp. We have a four-tape set, or four-CD set on harp. We have a four-tape sets on chemtrails. We have all sorts of things. If you go to our website, you can look them up. We have tape sets. We have DVDs. We have books on both harp and weather warfare. You need to understand they know what they're doing. They just don't want you common people to know. And they want to focus your attention on football, on the basketball season, on the World Series, on the threat over in Moscow and Beijing, both of which are financed from America. How could we say that? Well, the one book that really transformed my life almost 50 years ago was a book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written in 1958 by Rene Wormser, who was the counsel for the Reese Committee that investigated the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford, and found they were financing communism in America and throughout the world. Why would these great foundations finance communism? Well, basically, they wanted a socialist America. It would centralize all power with government, which they would control. This way you could do an end run around the Constitution. Why? Our Constitution limits the power of government. Socialism increases it and gives them power over your life and over, then they could use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the world empire for their God. And, of course, all of the people I mentioned are the Ford, Carnegie, Rockefellers, all deeply involved in the occult. subservient to the prince of this world, Lucifer. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Everything I've mentioned, the book Foundations, the Power and Influence, we've kept in print. I number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord bless you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds?